Oh, that helps. Welcome, everybody, to another segment of Tony's show. And today, we're going to be in some science-y stuff. Stuff, you know. Just a guy that knows some stuff. That's all I really am. And that's my fame to shame. I'm just a guy who knows some stuff. But I know a lot of science-y stuff, too. And I know a little bit about this, and I know a little bit about this, and I worked with a little bit of this, and I worked with a little bit of that, and I've come to a conclusion in this life that the more you know, the more you don't know. That's the truth. The more you learn, and the more you see, and the more you evolve, and the more you develop, the more you realize, you know, you don't know shit. You really don't. In this life, we don't know nothing. We think we do. You know, we think we do. We have this concept that we know something. And we may know some things. We do. You know, we all know some things. But it doesn't quantify us to know everything or be an expert in everything. And I try my best to know a little bit about everything and be familiar with everything as much as I can to understand how things work and how to use them or how to neutralize them if I can. That's what... You know, being a healer is all about, or I should say a healer, a balancer, or whatever you want to call me. You know, because you try, people come up to you with problems, and basically you're a solution, you know, finder. Trying to find a solution, trying to find the right combination of things to take, give, right balance of diet, you know, and you try your best, and you get pretty good at it. I've gotten pretty good at it in my life, you know. But still, there's a lot I don't know. But I do know this. I do know when there is something wrong. And that we're being not only deceived here. We are being manipulated and we're being executed. I was watching Highwire today, and they're talking to this doctor or this virologist that works with vaccines over, I guess, in the Netherlands or in one of those countries, Danish countries. And he was explaining pretty clearly what we've all been saying, what I've been saying to you for about a year, what other people have been saying to you for about, you know, a year or a short period of time or whatever. Everybody's been saying the same thing, that this is a hijack, this is a hijack, this is a hijack. And I've been telling you about DNA and nano and for a long time. Brian 396 was telling you about nano for a long time. And we are now dealing with a nanobio program. And even Moderna and AstraZeneca and Pfizer, they're all using genetics, nano, artificial intelligence, programming. It's all there. Even Johnson & Johnson, they're all using it. And now Israel is running headlong into a vaccination program, which isn't a vaccine. This is what I don't understand. How in the world that the people of Israel are not smart enough to see that this is not a vaccine? And this is how they have been conditioning us for over 60 years. 60 years we've been conditioned to believe that a syringe with a needle is a vaccine. That's what they use to inject you. That's what they stick in your arse. That's what they stick in your arm. That's an injection, not a vaccine. The materials inside can be of a nature of vaccine, but in this case, it isn't a vaccine at all. In fact, the medical person that was speaking tonight made it quite clear that what they've done is given a prophylactic. Doesn't stop anything. This is like a booster shot. This is more or less like a booster shot. And he was saying that this will not do anything in the long term. It's going to expedite and expatiate the pathology. They have created the pandemic that they've been warning us about for a year. The lying bastards that they are have been for a year telling us of a pandemic that doesn't exist. It didn't exist, never existed. Until now. Now let me explain something to you, all of you who are in the 70 and 80 range, okay? You don't take the vaccine, period. I'm going to explain why. Your immune system is not adaptive any longer. Your immune system at this stage of the game is basically solid. It's not going to adapt, and whatever your body is immune to is because you've already been exposed to whatever pathology, pathogen, or even genetic that they may have in the past released on you and have infected upon you. For instance, we were all exposed to the coronavirus, the real coronavirus, back in 1963. So those of us who were born in that time or alive in that time were exposed to this, and we had herd immunity because we were outside, we exposed everybody to it, we all developed an autoimmune resistance to it. We have the immunobodies inside of us, and now we are now protected against the coronavirus. That's why we have a 99.%+ of success rate. It won't kill you because we already have the means to fight it in us. This is how God designed our immune system. We get hit, we get knocked down, we come back up, we come back stronger. Ain't that something? Creation, you know, biology, makes something, gets hit, comes back stronger. So, we've all been exposed. But COVID is not corona at all. So, if you've been exposed to a flu, a cold, some other type of virus, and you were already exposed to that in the past, chances are you have the antigen or the antibody inside of you to fight off whatever it is, okay? You've developed it. But anything new now along the lines of this COVID, your body will not be able to fight it off, especially if you've been vaccinated. Because if you've been vaccinated, now your immune system has been erased. It's like taking a magnet over a cassette tape and we've just wiped out the whole kit and caboodle. And at the same time, if there is any antibody inside of you, the system that they put inside you now is blocking your antibodies to fight off whatever you may get exposed to, i.e., let's say the common cold. We've all been exposed to the common cold, right? We sneeze, we blow our noses, you know, we drink, we, you know, take our chicken soup, drink some tea, take an aspirin, sleep a lot, wake up, recover, and before you know it, we're back in the saddle. Now, you don't have that. Now, if a cold hits you, especially if you're in the 70s, 80s, and 90 range, you're going to drop. This is why when they gave the vaccines to these elderly people in the senior homes, retirement homes, nursing homes, they got wiped out because their immune system was not able to stay up with the vaccine's constant mutations and constant evolutions that were going on in the body, and it killed them. Those who had already health issues, like, you know, they had diabetes or they had arthritis or they had a weak heart, weak respiratory system, it just took them right out. Their immune system was already compromised, fighting to keep them alive just with the constant or consistent, whatever they were dealing with. Now you add this to the equation, it just tipped the scale over and they just dropped. Now, I am going to tell all of you who are in your 70s, 80s, and 90s, if you haven't taken a shot, do not take the shot. It's not a vaccine. It's an operating system. It's a program. I don't give a shit what your parents say or your kids say to you, your friends say to you. Oh, we took the shot. We're okay. Your lifespan after you take the shot can be anywhere from that week dead to 3 months to about 12 months. They're saying 14. It seems like the evolution of this vaccine will go 3, 6, and 9. Like 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. Everything seems to be in a segment of 3. And when you're looking at this correctly, if you're not able to sustain your health now and you're coughing and you got stuff in your lungs and you're fighting to breathe, you're fighting whatever, and you've been wearing this mask for over a year, your heart is about ready to kick out anyway. And let me explain that little scenario. They have been terrifying you for over 1 year. 1 year, you're hearing that the boogeyman's coming. The boogeyman, the corona boogeyman. It
It's coming. Oh, it's coming for you. Yes.
And then they change it to the COVID. Oh, the COVID. And you've been constant. And then now we have the mutations, the variations. Oh, they're just coming. The reason why we have the variations is because more and more people now are getting injected with this program. And this program is producing a variant inside these people because it's genetically engineering them, just like they put the genetically engineered pods into seeds to create a genetic anomaly in that plant to produce whatever they want it to produce, whether it be pesticides or whether it be a herbicide, a fungicide, whatever. And now we are seeing the same exact thing going on with the general population. Okay, and I'm going to give you the bad news, and it's bad. This is really effing bad. I mean, we're so effing bad here. I mean, we're so far down on the effing bad scale, we're looking outside our socks just to look up. That's how bad this is. I cannot express enough what they've done on the operating system of our bodies and the genetic code. This, okay, even if you don't take the shot, even if you don't take the injection, okay, and you say, Chuck, you Farley, I'm not taking that. I'm not going to have my DNA rerouted. This is the problem with this. You might be okay because you didn't take the bloody shot. But a lot of these people have. 60 million of them have in America. 60 million. And they've opened up about 20 states. This is warp speed. This is the warp speed they were talking about. Almost one fifth of the population of America has been now infected with an operating system that can now take out the general population. You don't have to fire a bomb, a missile. You don't have to fire a bullet. Just program people to be weapons. That's what they've done. Guess what, Canada? It's happened here as well. Look at Israel. Look at Israel. Okay, 60% of their population has now been infected with this operating system. They are going to wipe themselves out. They don't have to worry about the Palestinians. They don't have to worry about the Egyptians. They don't have to worry about the Jordanians, the Assyrians, the Lebanese. They're not going to worry about nothing. They're going to be dead. Dead from the genetics that they have now been injected with. It may not see it right away, but you're going to see it. They're going to start dropping like flies, and then martial law will come in, and they'll be in their own isolated POW camp called Israel. And the same thing is going to happen in Canada. The same thing is going to happen in America. The same thing is going to happen throughout Europe. You know, throughout the Baltic, Balkans, or through Central Europe, the Middle East, Africa, countries that are not vaccinating, they're going to have to, you may have to shut your borders down from people coming in that have been vaccinated. In fact, you may have to turn them back to wherever they came from. Because they are now time bombs. Everyone that's received these vaccines are time bombs. Now, let's say you are in your 70s and your 80s. You got between 3 months and a year. That's it. That's all you got. They have turfed you without you being aware of it. And when you do pass over to the other side, this will be the reason why. They will pronounce you with all kinds of different identifiers. Oh, it's a mutation, it's a variation, it's all bullshit. All of it. Now let's get back to the masking and the heart failure and the pneumonia. 1 year you have been petrified and terrified of a boogeyman that doesn't exist, never did exist. I have been one of the few on the front line that said this from the first week. It doesn't exist. It's bullshit. It's a lie. It is a nanotechnology, but it wasn't what they said. I have not worn a mask this whole time. I should be dead, according to them. when I'm in better shape and even fighting nano poison than people who are wearing these masks. I go into these stores. I'll tell you something. I've been going to the stores, and normally I have a very callous attitude toward people who are just stupid. But I was at two stores this week, and I tell you, I looked up, and because normally when I go into a store, I don't really focus on much. I just go in, get my shit, and get out. That's how I am. I don't like shopping. I only go in there because I need stuff. But I decided, both stores, I looked up, I looked around me, and I seen these people. And I looked, and I thought, geez, they're all masked. And then I thought to myself, the ignorance is bliss here on this. And then I just started talking to God. I said, God, you know, there's got to be something. There's got to be a way to wake these people up. There's got to be a way to save these people. I don't have the answer. God's far, far more smart than I ever could be. So I started praying for these people. Normally, I don't do that. Normally, but it just came upon me that these people are in dire. They are in trouble. They are in trouble. And their lives are on the line here. And they are, you know, they are being fed to the abyss. And I thought, you know what? I just started praying for them. I said, God, you know, I don't know what to do here. You know, I don't know what to do. I thought maybe by praying in the place might charge it up with a spirit of God walking through there. I don't know. I mean, God's mercy. But I just started praying for them. Because I saw, with what I know and understand of all these things, I saw the peril that they're all in. And I guess it wouldn't hurt if all of us started praying for them, because I'm telling you, it's the blood, they're going to just drop. It is going to be so horrific. Even if we survive all of this, and if we do survive, we're going to suffer some heavy emotional sorrow and post-traumatic stress. We say all this shit now. I mean, I say it all the time. You know, it's more for me and all that crap, but we are going to feel that emotionally. It's going to be really heavy on everybody's heart. I'm going to tell you that straight up. Like I said, I don't normally talk this way. I don't normally, view things this way. But it was like a revelation. I looked up and I go, good God. All I saw was dead people. Everybody in there was dead. Wearing these effing masks. And you could see they're petrified and afraid. And if you're not wearing a mask, they're even more afraid of you now. It's because they've got this fear, this terror inside that they've been programming. I don't know how to break that. I don't know how to break that terror. I don't know how to be a bomb for these people in regarding to their situation. You know, because they're gonna, even if they don't take the vax, okay, and even if they don't get the injection, their heart and their lungs are going to give out from the exosome overload and the carbon overload. The heart has to work twice as hard now to bring in oxygen to these people. A lot of them are going to drop dead of a heart attack. Most men's hearts will fail them. It's, you know, that's the physical perspective of it. And I saw that too. And I'm thinking, geez, you know, this is the evil that contrived this. Is about as heartless as it gets. There is a culling going on. That's going on two sides of this fence. And I'm telling you, the level and the depth of what I'm thinking with all this is whoa. You know, I had a reality check. Let's put it this way. On a different magnitude. Like I said, normally when I go shopping, I don't pay attention. I go in, I get my stuff, I look around me, I go, oh shit, and then I get out. That's it, you know. I'm not a shopper. You know, I shop because I need stuff, so I try to shop for a price online. If I go into a store, I normally just go in, I know what I want, I know what it's going to cost me, I go get it, I go to the till, I pay for it, I wish to tell her a happy good day, blah, blah, blah. And that's, I'm in and out. You know, this is what happens when a man gets rid of his female side. Now he can make a decision on what he wants and gets it and doesn't have to. Oh, should I get this or should I get that? Because we're always told we had a female side. I got rid of mine for a nickel. And ever since then, I was able to shop correctly again, you know, in and out. So like I said, I normally don't pay attention, but I just happened to look up. I looked around me and I thought, geez, they're dead. They're dead. They're just dead. So anyway, that's option two, the heart and lung, pneumonia and heart failure. If you are a young person today and you're in your 30s, let me explain to you about your immune system so you understand the bullshit that they put on you, okay? You need to understand you don't have nothing to fear. Number one, if you came from the generation of the 60s and 50s and you came from those loins, they had the antibody inside of them. They passed that to you. You have it through genetics. Imagine that. God's design. Whatever hit us, made us strong, we pass it to you so that you would stay strong. Imagine that, eh? And the other interesting thing about young people, your immune system is adaptable. Do you understand what that means? That means you can get hit with a lot of different things right now, and your body will adapt and compensate and send natural killer cells to whatever's coming your way to protect you and to boost you up. You may get knocked on your arse. This can happen, but you'll get back up. Because you have the strength and the resiliency to do so. Provided you're not eating the McDonald's diet and all that other shit out there. But other than that, if you are a young person, the mask is the last thing you need to worry about. What your problems are in your 30s is the peer pressure. You're worried about what everybody else thinks. Let me explain a little something about that for you, okay? Because you need to have a wake-up call here. If something hits your body and it doesn't hit mine, I'm going to continue doing my thing. You, on the other hand, are going to be dealing with whatever's hit your body. That's the way it goes. That's how it rolls. So my point is this. If you've got a health condition that can be amplified by wearing a mask or getting the injection, I would suggest you not wear a mask and especially don't get the injection. Your immune system will compensate whatever and will develop into whatever. Just make sure you avoid certain things in your diet like genetics, nano, you know, zeolites, C60, hydrogen, all the things that they're telling you to take today, avoid. They're all designed to hijack the body. They're all designed to amplify frequencies. They're all designed to cause heavy mutations in your body. And they're all designed to compromise your DNA and your genetic code so that when you do get an injection from any kind, you will collapse. This is what they're designed to do. You need to wake up on the truth. You need to put the phone down. Put the cell phone down. Shut the freaking thing off. Pop the battery so it can't scream at you. Pick me up, pick me up. Oh, you got it, pick me up. Pop the battery. Pop the battery. Turn off the television. You know, if you're going to do some research, some real research. Start off with the links on this page. Expand on those things. If you get to a point where you're now confused, that tells you then you don't have all the facts. I'm not confused. I have seen both sides of the equation. I have then also seen the reality of what is going on. I have seen the older people, the reports on the older people all being wiped out because of a fake. Doctors over-medicating them. Doctors killing them with these COVID vaccines. Or these COVID programs, or these injectables. I have seen the stats on this. I have read the reports on this. And it's not just in America. It's not just in Canada. It's in the UK. It's in France. It's in Germany. It's in Spain. It's in Portugal. It's in Italy. It's in Norway. It's in Denmark. It's in Austria. It's in Poland. It's in Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, all the states of Yugoslavia, Romania, Australia, New Zealand, the Caribbean. It's global. And this is about, again, culling or harvesting. Think of it that way. And if you're still confused, in your confusion, then should you be wearing something that you're not completely aware of anymore? Should you be getting an injection if you're not aware of anything anymore? Going by a feeling is not a good idea, especially when you don't know the facts and your feelings are going to be based on the facts you have or you don't have. If I don't have certain facts, I'm going to respond accordingly if I'm going by a feeling, because I'm going by not being informed. But if I am more informed, if my information is more than adequate, then I can say, yeah, I feel good that this is going to be more, I have more positive feeling on something because now I'm more informed about what's going on. I have the substance to back up that feeling. If I don't have the substance to back up that feeling, and it's just a gut feeling you're going by, in this situation, it can get you killed. It can get you killed. Don't be looking at the people saying, well, I took the shot. No, I'm okay. Right. I told you the story the other day about how a native friend of mine came to the shop, told me about her native friend who got a bunch of money, got settled by the government, and then took the COVID injection, got the download, and was dead in 3 days. Right here in Windsor, local. Dead. Got some money, dead. All for nothing. And this person was one of those people that was not going to get vaccinated, but she figured now she's got a little money, I can get a little honey. So I'll get the little shot, and away we go. Go smoke some pot. That's something kind of like that. The idea here is this. There isn't a job, there isn't a condition, a situation that's worth your life. Period. Period. If you're going to take the chance, then when you die in a couple months, or maybe a year, what are you going to be thinking then? You're going to be thinking, shit, I shouldn't have taken that vax. Shit, I should have studied more. Shit, I should have researched more. I should have gotten got more substantiation. I should have, coulda, woulda, you're dead. Dead. That's a permanent position. You don't come back. All this bullshit about you're going to come back as a butterfly or a cockroach or whatever. That's all baloney. This is a one-way trip in and out. That's it. Number one, you're not meant to stay trapped in those lower frequencies, as other people have also specified. We're meant to evolve to higher frequencies. Now, from my perspective, from what I understand of the next life, you stand before your maker and give an account. And the last thing I think we all need to say to him, we were stupid. We allowed ourselves to be deceived. We didn't take the time to investigate. We didn't take the time to substantiate. We didn't take the time to certify. We just went by a feeling. I was feeling good that day, and so I decided to take the needle. Hey, now I'm dead. Here I am. You know, pay attention. Pay attention. There's a lot of people out there all over the world telling you that these things are not to be fooled with. And being afraid to take off your mask, I understand that. I really do. Like I said, you had a year of being terrorized. You had a year of being petrified. You had a year of listening to bullshit and believing in the mantra that they put out there. That's an enchantment. That's a form of hypnosis. You've been hypnotized to believe that this is going to do something for you. You've been hypnotized to believe, and you've been enchanted to accept that this is going to protect you. You produce the carbon footprint. Okay, you produce the carbon footprint as well. But normally, you breathe out your carbon, and the plants feed off your carbon. There's a symbiosis that goes on here. So what they did is they basically choked out two types of life forms, you and the plants that would use your carbon. Okay, notice that? And now you're recycling your own carbon, amplifying the anxiety levels in your brain by 40%. If you're already afraid of a boogeyman that doesn't exist and you already got this anxiety level up to 40%, all I got to do is keep on perpetuating your fear. Oh, you're going to die. You're going to, oh, the corona. It's, ooh, the COVID. Ooh, you're going to die. COVID, you're going to die. Die, you're going to, COVID, die. Oh, you're going to die. COVID. That's all you've heard. That's all you've heard. You never even heard the other side. You never even seen the other side. In fact, you were told the other side are anti-vaxxers. The guy that wrote this article today works at producing vaccines. And he'll tell you straight out he is a pro-vaccination scientist. But what he's seen going on here, he said this is the wrong approach, the wrong method, and the wrong way of going about it. The only people that are going to benefit here are Fauci, Gates, the political arena that have been paid and bought for by AstraZeneca and by Moderna and by Pfizer and by Johnson & Johnson and whatever other drug companies are out there making this shit. They are the only ones that are going to benefit from it. The rest, you know, that song, you know, War Pigs. In the field, the body burning as the war machine keeps turning. The war machine is not the military-industrial complex. The war machine is the drug companies. The war machine are the pharmaceutical companies that are manufacturing the weapon of mass destruction, and that is these injectables. The weapons of mass destruction, these masks you've been wearing. The suicide rates alone are staggering. People that have died from asphyxiation and oxygen deprivation from these things is staggering. People have had, you know, heart failure and anxiety issues. It's staggering. It's staggering. And this is what they are trying to enchant you with. This is the these are the real weapons of mass destruction. Going into Iraq and destroying Iraq to find nothing there. Basically, they took the money that was in Iraq, the gold that was there, to finance these drug warfare, this weaponizing of these injectables that they're putting into you. Weaponizing the masks that they're telling you to wear. Weaponizing the hand condoms that they're having you put on. Weaponizing these solvents that they're having you wash your hands with. These things can cause liver damage, kidney damage, blindness, arterial damage. That alcohol goes right through you. The stupidest thing I see regularly, I'm not kidding you, is people wearing latex gloves and then putting hand sanitizers on the latex. I mean, you can't be this bloody stupid, but some people are. That solution will break down the latex, which then now you'll absorb. Imagine that, latex and sanitizer, amount of cancers, and that's the next thing that'll be out there too. That won't kill you right away. But in 2 years or so, you're probably, most of you are going to be breaking down with some kind of cancers. Chances are they're going to be esophageal, stomach, lung, bronchial, heart, throat, thyroid, facial, eye, brain, sinus. These will all be cancers that people will be getting as a result of this experimentation, this enchantment, this form of hypnosis. Imagine that. Imagine that. This doctor went further on to explain that this is the pandemic. He gets into the explanations on this. Now, I'm going to give you some. So I wrote an email today to about 60 people that I deal with regularly. And in there, I'm putting in some solutions for everybody. Want to explain why I'm saying what I'm saying. If you've taken the injectable and you are older, and this has basically now stunned your immune system, shut it off, now you're going to need to take things to fight for you. Someone contacted me today, and I'm going to tell you this much. As far as I know, to the best of my knowledge, to the best of my understanding of genetics and my understanding of nano and my understanding of artificial intelligence and frequencies. If this goes into you, please don't contact me in how to get it out. You can't. It's embedded in the helix. It's now embedded into your code. It's like putting a string of code into a computer. The difference is, once you put it into the DNA, it's permanent. It's permanent. Now, if it's attached to some sort of nano delivery, and it's still attached to the nano in order for it to function, you may be able to disengage the nano and then disengage that operating system that they put inside. That's a big if. That's a lot of ifs. But if it's embedded into the DNA, I always say, grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye, because you're done. And at that point, I would say, if you don't know Jesus, it might not be a bad idea to get to know him. Not to say, you know, he's the last resort or anything, but, you know, you know, and we don't know. This is the other thing we don't know. I don't know yet. I do understand it affecting the DNA and turning off the immune system and altering the immune system. But I don't know if it's going to be a painful death for you or if it's going to be just you're going to fall asleep and go away. I don't know. You may be rising in pain. I have no idea. I have no idea. So I am saying to you at this stage right now, I don't know enough I know enough to tell you that if nano is involved and it's part of the transponding or the transceiving of information to keep this going, that you can disengage and that you can pull out. That's for sure. But if they put some other DNA in their XNA and they're using mRNA or they're using PNA, LNA, GNA, all these different nucleic acids combinations in there, that's a clusterfuck, period. That's the simplest way I can put it. We have now completely scrambled your code. And I don't know how to get that out. And I don't even know if a geneticist can get that out. See, going back to the original template of your DNA, you would have to have a record of that. And if the hospitals did not save the DNA or didn't take DNA samples when you were born, you're hooped. You have no file or starting point to go to even try to make the attempt. Unless there's some way to shut off the program, and again, the program could be a protein running on a protein or a carb or a fat. It could be running on nucleic acids. You know, unless you know how to genetically integrate into the helix to be able to find that code and turn it off, that's the only way I know at this stage. And I don't know if it can be done. I don't know, you know. I haven't researched that far. I'm pretty advanced in the research, but that's a whole new ball game there. You know, I understand genetics. I understand how they work and how the coding can work and how nano works with the coding and how AI can work with the coding, but if you haven't take the injection, do not take it. Save yourself some grief. Number one. There's not enough tests on this. Number two, it's the wrong methodology to protect you against. The virologist even stated this. The vaccine, the guy that develops vaccines stated this, that in 10 hours, the virus can mutate. I got the link there on Highwire. They show you a chart. There's no way you can make a vaccine to stop this. None. If this thing's exponentially changing in 10 hours, those with the adaptive immune system will be able to adapt and continue to develop whatever. But those who don't, those who have an antigen-based immune system, then you're going to need to take things to keep you fortified so that something does come in, that the elements you're taking will be able to fight off whatever it is that's coming in. Your bodies will produce either the antioxidants or the enzymes or both, so that if something does come in, your body can defend it and fight. So let me read something here. I got the link here. It's called the highwire.com videos, a coming COVID catastrophe. And I've been saying this for a while. Other people have been saying this for a while. This will also, those of you who don't take the shot, will put you in a vulnerable state as well. Because the moment you're out there doing whatever you're doing, you could be exposed. And again, if you happen to have a weak moment or you're not up on whatever, you could be taken down with this as well. Now, depending on your age, that's going to be the determining factor in how you bounce back. Remember, this thing is an adaptive program. This is a nanobiotech adaptive program they are injecting. This shit is designed to wipe out your natural NK, and basically, you now will produce the infections to avoid. I'm using strong Canadian language here. So when you read it, bear with it. Yeah, avoid the effing shit they want to initiate. This is how they're going to initiate the pandemic. And these effing masks and social distancing was designed to break down your immune system, causing overloading the body of carbon and exosomes. What they found out was, what he was explaining, if we weren't social distancing and we weren't wearing a mask, this would have been a normal situation where we've all been infected at the same time. We all would have developed the immunobodies to fight this off, and it would have been over. It would have ran its course because there would have been no more hosts that this could have impacted. Now, a lot of places have been saying the same thing. Look at, was it Sweden or Switzerland? And look at the UK. UK lockdown, they had all these casualties. Switzerland didn't have any lockdowns, they were fine. They did this on purpose so that you would not be able to develop the immune system that would have been required to protect you. The social distancing, in other words, they're keeping each other apart so that the herd immunity would not have transferred over. And by wearing the mask, you were suffocating, cutting oxygen flow, increasing exosomes and carbon overload. Okay, so this is why they did this. This is what the whole thing behind this. Okay, so I'm going back to what I was reading. You are recycling your own shit, so this will cause the immune system to be tagged and overloaded and worn out. Open you up to heart failure, open you up to pneumonia, which is the case. In that case, you will drop from this. Anyone who's taking this would suggest you get your house in order. You have 3 months to a year, no more, according to what I'm seeing. Depending on the age and comorbility issues, this is an adaptive and will repair, self-repair and replicate. Every 10 hours, it is mutating. Okay, so if you had gotten hit with it, your autoimmune system would have taken care of it. The NK cells would have dealt with this. If you are over 70, your immune system may not handle it due to your antigen-based immune system. And don't take the effing injection. This is an adaptive program. It means if you are 70 or over or have a comorbidity, you'll have the capacity to have a functioning immune system. So since this is adaptive, and you have an antigen-based immune system over 70, possibly 60, but more if you're 70, this immune system that has the antibodies that already knows how to defend anything adaptive like this, you have nothing. You have no. In other words, if you get hit with a cold or a flu that you've been hit with before, your body will bounce back because you already have in you what you have. But because of the adaptive nature of this, you will have no way of defending yourself. And if you take that back, you take the injection, it will erase from you the very code that you have that can cause you to be protected from things you had in the past. In other words, a common cold will eventually kill you. If you are younger, you need to throw that effing mask away. Your immune system is adaptive, means it can compensate. You will get ill, but then bounce back and stronger unless you're already compromised. Now, this is some of the things that you can do. They turned this into an adaptive program. Stay maskless. Do not use your mask. Get exemption forms. You got to go shopping. Up your vitamin C. Up your zinc. Up your vitamin A. Up your copper. Avoid these nano products in the health food store. They will compromise you. Use iodine as well. You're talking at least 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C a day if you are, especially in that age group where you have an antigen-based immune system. Take your zinc, copper, and manganese. These are a good combination. Try to find them in a chloride form. If not, make them. Any zinc or copper in the salt form will get into the cells and protect the cells. Get vitamin A if you're a smoker. It's time to quit. Start using a retinol palmitate. If you are a smoker, you cannot use vitamin A or beta carotene because for some reason it can cause problems. If you are a smoker, quit, wait 3 months, and start using the A. You might also want to use vitamin C and some form of sulfur like MSM, alpha lipoic acid, NAC. Did I mention NAC? Okay. These will boost the glutathione levels. Things that have saponins in them, like sarsaparilla, yucca, olive leaf, they can clean the cells from any kind of viral infections. Make teas with them, extracts, concentrates. Use any form of chlorides, potassium, salt, magnesium, calcium, cobalt, cesium, manganese. If you're going to use herbals, make sure they're in a concentrate form. This way they will be extremely more effective. Okay, make teas and cook them down. Cook them down to an oil, add alcohol to them, and then start using them. And drop them out, put them in your teas, your coffees, your beverages, just to maintain these things. Do these things throughout the day, you know, 3 times a day minimal. If you're outside a lot, 5 times a day or every 3 hours. This will keep your immune system fortified, okay, just so you get it. Adaptogenics, okay, see, will be needed for adaptogen capacities. Anyone over 70, even potentially 60, who has some form of comorbidity will need to up their C, sulfur, zinc, copper, and manganese chlorides. Use MMS, use GSE, use iodine, use C. These are your big guns, and take them in adequate doses. Okay, with vitamin C, if you've never taken it, start off with 1/5 to a half a teaspoon every couple hours. Okay, do it daily. Your body will adjust to that. If you're out there dealing with different types of stresses, you might want to incorporate more B5 with the C and the vitamin A to, again, support your adrenals. If you have some kind of EMP pulsar ionizer or something with a static charge device, something that can shoot a static charge in the air to burn out the pathologies, and use them. Don't use zappers because of the nano. Don't use TENS machines because of the nano. Something that, like a Jacob's ladder or something, a spark plug, sparking. You know, connecting it to a coil and having that spark in the air, that could also kill off a lot of things. Any kind of ionizer will do wonders in keeping the air free of different pathologies. If you see more dust on the ground, that's because you're disengaging what is in the air. Increase essential oils as well. Anything of the peppermint family, sage, rosemary, thyme, oregano, savory, marjoram. Anything of the spice family, especially cinnamon. Cinnamon is very powerful antiviral. Clove, cardamom, nutmeg. They're very powerful Use them. Put them in your teas, your coffee. These are things at this stage of the game to start using to fortify the body. What I've given you are suggestions. They're not, this is not, thus saith the Lord, you're going to take, this is, you know, this is all you take. These are, this is a broad spectrum of things to get you to look into, to get prepared. To again keep your immune system fortified. The C will reverse telomere damage. There's other things that will do it too. I think astragalus was another one. But again, with astragalus, you got to concentrate that down. And there was something else that did it. I forget now. But turmeric. Turmeric was another one. So, again, you know, these are the big gun stuff. There's other big gun things out there. I didn't, like, there's lauricedin you might want to use as well. It's another big, powerful, big gun hitter. Using DMSO is another one. Use peroxide. Again, if you're going to use peroxide, you got to incorporate more C and more copper. I'm not crazy about peroxide for some reason. If you want to run it in the air, let's say you want to put it in a humidifier and to create an more of an oxygenated atmosphere, by all means do so, because now you'll release the oxygen, and again, the higher the oxygen levels, the more protection you have against these type of infections. These are things you can do. These are things you're going to have to do at this stage. By summer, warp speed. What a joke. What a play on words that was. Open up all the states, then release 60 million people with this injectable program, and now you have a pandemic that will spread and basically gut the country from the inside out. Imagine Canada, same thing. So, and then imagine Europe, imagine the Middle East, imagine the Mediterranean region, Africa, imagine Africa. Look at all that land there in Africa. How easy would it be to take over Africa if you just released a weapon of mass destruction? See, this is the thing about the weapon of mass destruction. Since they have been terrorizing you with a pandemic concept for over a year, and since you have been listening to this nonsense for over a year, what's going to wind up happening now is when we have this variant coming into play, and the variant are going to be the people that are going to now be spreading it because they have been integrated with it, if they're not dead. It is going to create the dynamic of conquering a country without firing a shot. Imagine America. All the nukes it has. Everybody's got a gun. Nobody wants to invade America because you have to shoot. You're going to have to deal with now the general population who've got guns. And you're going to have to deal with the military. It's just a pain in the ass to go after. And you might get your ass whipped. That's another aspect of it. But now, we can do what we did to the Romans. Remember the Roman Empire? They caved in from within. Wow. History repeating itself. You have no idea how I get so excited about that concept. That we are going backward. We are digressing. We are devolving. We are revisiting history in the same exact context with a little bit more development in the evil. This is all we're seeing. This is amazing to me. Totally amazing. So we're looking at today a whole new paradigm on ethics and morals. We're looking at a whole new paradigm today of what is going to be spiritual. Or what is going to be considered a duty and an obligation. You may reach a certain age and you may be told you may have to go into a chamber to be destroyed, or to give up your life so that for the betterment of the rest of society. I was watching a Star Trek. I think I got it on here. Let me take a quick look. I was watching an old Star Trek movie. Ah, yes, it's here. It was between 1963 and 1966, somewhere in there. And I forget what it was called, but in there you see the Illuminati symbolism all over the place. They were wearing black and white. It was just uncanny, uncanny. But in there, what was interesting in this particular movie or TV show was they were fighting a war using artificial intelligence. There was no bombs. There was no missiles. There's no. This was like a video game. I hit you, you hit back. We have measures, we have countermeasures. And for 500 years, these civilizations were in a war. And they were using an AI computer model to wage the war. And this is what my other thing I'm going to point out to you. They have not done this testing correctly. What they have done is they went by a model, an AI model, without any validation to verify if the model was correct. See, we can create a hypothesis. This is what's done in mathematics and science. We create a theory, or we have a guess. We guess on something, right? We're not sure about something, so we have a guess. We guess on an idea, or we form a theory or hypothesis where we think it should go in a certain direction based on what limited information we have. So then we proceed to test that hypothesis or that theory or that guess. And as we go into doing tests, we begin to understand and learn how things really work and what's really going on. So let's say the model is saying that we're going to have another 5,000 or 6,000 people a day dying. It's, oh, we're going to die. Oh, they're going to die. Blah, blah, blah. They're going to die. And we base that model based on the epidemiological studies that were done a year to date. And we do a comparison of how many people actually have died from last year, the year before that, and to the current year. Now, if the model is saying we're going to have 300,000 deaths in a year, and we checked 4 years back and we saw we only had 100,000 deaths 4 years ago, 100,000 deaths 3 years ago, 100,000 deaths 2 years ago, and only 100,000 deaths the year that this all broke out. What does it say about the model? The model doesn't work. The data that was put into that model is not functioning correctly. The data that they're putting in that system is no longer viable because it's not accurate. The data that they're putting into these models are not accurate. It's just like David Keith wanted to put calcium and other shit into the air based on a computer model. The guy's a flipping idiot. Just because you put four elements in the air doesn't mean that you're going to get the results that you think you're going to get, because there are other components in the atmosphere that today that other than oxygen. Chemtrails, pollutants, nanoparticles, picoparticles, you know, metals, bacteria, fungi, mold, a variety of things are up in the upper atmosphere. And just to add three or four more things, thinking that this is going to happen without putting all that other data into the system is ludicrous. And here we are today, taking life from men and women, putting it in as a model, and projecting the data based on the information that they don't have. The model will always give you a false reading, hands down. Well, they were showing you this here in the Star Trek, how using an AI computer model and how they were waging war with this. Based on that, these models, they were able to determine where they got hit, who had to die, how many had to die. They would go into a chamber, they would be executed, and move on. They made war nice and tidy. They're doing it now. War is nice and tidy. You don't have to drop any bombs, you don't have to drop any missiles, you don't have to drop any hardware. All you need is a biological agent and a TV and a television set, and you can conquer any country out there in a matter of months. That's all it takes today. The information age made us stupid. It made us stupid. God Almighty. We go by data, and that's how we go by. And the problem with going by data is if the data you're going by is not accurate, is not correct, is not even put in there correctly, and even worded it in the wrong way, you'll come up with a completely different paradigm or a completely different narrative. So I can take something and make something sound so horrific and so bad and so, oh, this is terrible, the end of the world, oh my gosh, ah! Or I can say, oh wow, we really got things going here, we're moving forward, oh we look, we're prospering and blah, da, da, and oh look at the jobs are down and blah, da, dee, and oh look, the economy's going up. And then you look around, you see nothing's changed. You gotta wonder what is that person smoking on television? like they said in the network. They'll tell you any shit you want to believe. If you want to be afraid, they will fill you with fear. If you want the truth, that you'll never hear or see. What you will see is, like I said, satire, comedy, sci-fi, sci-fantasy will tell you the truth, but you have to figure it out. It's in there. It's all in there. You can extrapolate, you can connect the dots, you will see things in there. I have seen things in children's cartoons that alarm me. Seeing nanos, seeing artificial intelligence, seeing bots, I mean, and the way they have acclimated children to this technology is unbelievable. They just will, when it comes time and they bring it in, they'll just accept it. They won't see anything wrong with it. They will not, never, your children will never understand what freedom of choice really is going to be about, because all they're ever going to have is controlled choice. Just like right now, that's all you're going to have. Just like now, right, like in Israel. They got the passport going. 60% of their population has been, again, injected. We'll see now how many are going to start dropping in the streets. And this is the other thing you're not going to see, is you're not going to see the actual facts on the effect of their technology. You ever notice that? You don't see the full... Do yourself a favor. If the VAER is only reporting 1%, then multiply that number by 99%. That might give you a more accurate numerical value to pin on to know what is going on. Because what you're seeing, if you're only seeing 1%, where's the other 99%? I'm just saying, where is the other 99%? Why aren't they reporting the full report? If this technology was so wonderful and was so effective, wouldn't you see these drug companies blowing their horn? Moderna, da-da-da-da-da, Pfizer, da-da-da-da-da, you know, AstraZeneca, da-da-da-da-da, Johnson & Johnson, da-da-da-da-da. Yet, we're not hearing that. Well, they're saying they're going to come save the day and all that bullshit, but you know, we're not hearing that. We're not hearing the trumpet sounding and the rejoicing of the success. All I'm reading is deaths in seniors' homes, deaths in nursing homes, deaths in old age homes, death to the frontliners. Have you noticed that? They have forced the frontliners to get this injection, this program. And when they took it, some 63 of them died 3 hours later. I bet a lot of you didn't hear about that either. You know, it's imperative, like I said, that you don't get caught up on the TV jargon or the TV bullshit. It's just not worth it. Okay, I guess I went over a little bit. Read the links, share them with everybody. You know, the life you save may be a family member, may be a neighbor, you know, maybe somebody at a grocery store that really doesn't have a clue what's going on. But share this with anybody you can. It's not up to you to make them to believe, but it is it's up to you to try to help them to see the truth. You know, it's up to you to it's not up to you, but I mean, if you, I'm putting it out there to share this information. Like I said, I go in the grocery stores now. I look around me, and all I see is, all I see is just victims of being slaughtered. Anyway, go on the site, check out the links, share them with everybody. On the site, there are other people there, other activists, other people that are concerned. They're trying to get everybody to become aware, educate. And you got Brian396, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Yanni, you got myself, you got Deanna down in Deanna Spingola, you got Fiona, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Liberty, the Liberty Network out west. Support any of them you can, anybody you can, financially if you can. If not, share the information. Share it. You know, I always say at the end of these shows, go and read the Gospels. Go and read what Jesus had to say. I've had people tell me, that they've been reading their Bibles, or they're starting to read their Bibles, which I think that's really cool. That's really cool. I had a little influence there. But read them. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. I mean, these times that we're in were like the times of his day as well. He had some answers. I don't have any answers. I don't have a lot of answers. He had the answers. So I'm telling you to go read for yourself. Read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, and again, stay informed. Alrighty, I'm going to let you go there on that. We are still here by the grace of God, remember that, we are still here by the grace of God. And if you're still standing on your feet, and you're still haven't capitulated to the bullshit of the day, just keep this in mind. Someone asked me this today, how come we didn't fall for this? How come we didn't get sucked into it? I think it's by the grace of God we haven't been sucked into it. That's my thinking. Most of us were rebellious and free radicals anyway. I think that's what one of the reasons why we are the way we are. But I think God had a hand in it. That's my thinking. I have no other answer other than that. God has had a reason for us not to get sucked in. To be a voice for those who don't have a voice, I think. But okay, on that note, to the next segment, to your health. Take care.